up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Candidates for school board and for city council took advantage of a party atmosphere last night within the Festival of the Arts grounds. Hundreds of Chamber of Commerce supporters, as well as vendors and politicians, came out for the organization's Taste of Laguna and Business Expo. 20 of the town's top chefs graciously offered up samples ranging from poke to pork bellies, curry to cookies. Candidates looking for votes dominated the non-food vendor booths, handing out stickers and brochures. And with his fingers taped and his hat brim low, Poncho Sanchez set a rhythm that lured people to set aside their plates for the dance floor. The gallery Artist Republic for Tomorrow says it will extend its session with surf artists through November 2nd. The Expression Session 2 exhibition spans two generations of surf culture and opened to large crowds last month. For the second half of the almost sold-out show, new works will be added to the group shot that includes John Severson and Rick Griffin. The show, curated by Will Pinarts, serves as a temporary return to Laguna Beach of his surf gallery, located steps away from the famous Thalia Street surf break. Gallery owner Tori Cook says Pinarts' departure in 2010 left a hole. She says Will created an incubator for the most innovative artists in surfing, and nothing can take its place. The gallery hosts an Expression Session 2 reception tonight during the October Art Walk. That's at 1175 South Coast Highway. Sculptor Cheryl Ekstrom will also be out tonight to sign and discuss her book, From Then to Now in No Particular Order, at 5:30 p.m. at the Laguna Art Museum. DeRue's Fine Art invites art lovers to stop by 1590 South Coast Highway from 6 to 9 to view Impressionist landscapes, California and beyond, paintings by early California Impressionist masters. If you're listening to KX93.5 tonight between 8 and 10, Billy Freed interviews two city council candidates back-to-back, Eli Grossman, the bookmaker who has a beef with Laguna PD, and Paul Merritt, the trust administrator, vying for big corporations to obtain local business licenses. For a limited time, the Inn at Laguna Beach is serving up Vittoria Coffee, Australia's most renowned coffee roaster, from a vintage coffee cart, available Thursday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Expect something new on Main Beach. A pilot program will place 5 plastic recycling containers along the boardwalk until 15 permanent containers arrive in mid-November. The city manager's report says the $9,000 recycling receptacles will be defrayed using state CalRecycle grant funds. If the containers prove effective at capturing intended materials, that is not trash, new containers may be added. For gardeners planting their winter beds, Waste Management will be offering free composting classes on Saturday, November 1st at the Community and Susie Q Center. Compost bins and worm bins will be available for a purchase at a discount. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.